This is Akashvani, the news read by Appu Gapak. Proceedings of both the houses of parliament were disrupted today by the opposition parties over the issue of special intensive revision conducted in Bihar and other issues leading to adjournment of the Lok Sabha and the Rajya Sabha for the day. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today inaugurated Kartavya Bhavan 3 at Kartavya Path in New Delhi. The Prime Minister also inspected the new building and took note of its features. Union Minister of Housing and Urban Affairs Manohar Lal was also present during the occasion. Kartavya Bhavan 3 is part of the broader transformation of the Central Vista. It is the first among several upcoming common central secretariat buildings that aim to streamline administrative processes and enable agile governance. Relief and rescue operations are being carried out on a war footing in the Dharali region of Uttarkashi district in Uttarakhand following a devastating flood caused by a cloudburst over the Khirganga River yesterday. The Army, NDRF, SDRF, district administration and other teams are continuously engaged in rescue efforts. The administration has ensured proper arrangements for food, water, medicine and shelter at relief camps to provide immediate aid to those affected. In the meantime, Prime Minister Narendra Modi spoke with Chief Minister Pushkar Singh Dhami over the phone to get an update on the relief efforts and assured all possible assistance from the central government. The opposition MPs today held a protest at Parliament premises against the special intensive revision of electoral rolls in Bihar, demanding a discussion over this issue in Parliament. Later, briefing media, Congress President and Leader of Opposition in the Rajya Sabha, Mallikarjun Kharge, said the opposition parties want a discussion on the SIR exercise. He said the discussion on SIR is important to protect the voting rights of the people. The Monetary Policy Committee of the Reserve Bank of India today kept the repo rate unchanged at 5.5%, maintaining a neutral stance. Consequently, the standing deposit facility rate will be at 5.25% and the marginal standing facility rate and the bank rate at 5.75%. The RBI retained its financial year 2025-26 GDP growth forecast at 6.5% despite US tariffs on Indian imports. Inflation for the year is projected at 3.1%. A landmark Indian study has influenced global policy on tuberculosis. The World Health Organization, WHO, has said that India's study that showed the positive impact of nutrition on the outcome of tuberculosis, TB, contributed to global guidance on the world's most infectious disease. The study, led by the Indian Council of Medical Research, ICMR, and conducted in Jharkhand, provided the first evidence that extra nutrition can significantly reduce TB cases and deaths. The Directorate of Enforcement, ED, is conducting search operations at 11 locations in Delhi, Noida, Gurugram and Dehradun today in global cyber fraud case. According to the ED, foreign and Indian nationals were duped by fraudsters impersonating as the police investigating officers and tech support service agents. The investigation further revealed that the accused duped around 260 crore rupees in cryptocurrencies, which were further liquidated into cash through multiple hawala operators and individuals at UAE. Arunachal Pradesh Chief Minister Pema Khandu today congratulated Dr. Zing Mesar on securing the Indian Revenue Service income tax and Bulo Manku on joining the prestigious Indian Foreign Service. In a social media post, Khandu said that their achievement is not just a personal milestone, but an inspiration for the countless youth who dare to dream big from the remotest corners of the state. Assam Chief Minister Dr. Himanta Biswa Sarma today launched the Mukhya Mantri Nijut Moina 2.0 scheme in Guwahati, a monthly financial assistance scheme to increase girls' enrollment in higher education. Chief Minister Dr. Sarma ceremonially distributed application forms of the scheme at Birinchi Kumar Borwa Auditorium in Guwahati University. Simultaneously, programs were held all over the state for the ceremonial distribution of the forms. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.